Although I believe that I can do all things, and I used to always like to do all things, I didn't want anybody else's hands in my chip bowl, you know, like I wanted to be in control of everything. And then I realized, if I really want to grow this thing, I'm going to have to start trusting others and bring somebody into this business with me to help me do what we do.
This is the Angles of Latitude podcast, session number 67 with GB Graphics founder and world traveling hustler, Charlotte Buñuel.
This is squadron leader confirming hostiles inbound. Prepare for battle.
What you're about to hear is the integration of life.
Clarity is power.
If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right.
Liberty.
We choose to go to the moon.
It's happening.
And all things equal.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know how to answer that.
You got a badass over here.
Welcome to the Angles of Latitude podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Angles of Latitude podcast. So glad that you can join me today. My name is JC Preston, and I'm joined by my co-host today, Layla Ramadian. We're part of the team at New Inceptions, a website dedicated in helping people find their own personal freedom. And each week we bring you a lesson or message from successful entrepreneurs, experts, and artists to help you do your life's work and live a lifestyle that you're proud of. This session is brought to you by The Traveler's Mindset. Do you have friends on Facebook and they have all these amazing experiences traveling abroad, and maybe you're just in awe of some of the pictures that you see on their wall? Maybe you want to pull the trigger yourself in 2017 and just go, but you're not quite sure where to start. Ginger Karn, founder of The Traveler's Mindset, was continually asked how she was able to hop around the world as much as she did. And after countless conversations, she finally compiled the Travel Savvy e-course to answer all of the basics. Some of the topics that she covers in the course is getting your passports, surviving the trip, making friends and traveling while you're there, what to do when things go wrong, and finally coming back. She really covers it all and is finally going to give you all the info you need to know to comfortably take that trip you always wanted. And the best part is you're hearing all this information from someone that's actually done it herself as opposed to a travel agent that is in an office somewhere and probably doesn't leave that often, as much as you would think to, you know, have an worldly experience. Usually you'd have to pay up to $500 for similar courses, but at less than $150, Ginger's guide is definitely a steal. And plus, it could potentially save you hundreds, if not more, by making sure you don't make beginner traveler mistakes. So if you're finally going to take that trip you always wanted to do this next year, check out Ginger's Travel Savvy e-course today. You can do just that by going over to newinceptions.com/travel-savvy. Again, that's newinceptions.com/travel-savvy. Okay, in today's session, Layla and I had the chance to sit down with a past guest of ours and a friend of New Inceptions, Charlotte Buñuel. After having a great success in 2016, she's looking to really crush it this next year in 2017. And in fact, even in the show, I call her an up-and-coming female Gary Vee. Nothing really seems to get in her way of succeeding. In today's session, we talk about the mindset of hers as well as her story of rebranding to GB Graphics. We also talk about her new mastermind group that she's been putting together, as well as how she selects the help that she's recently been hiring to build the influence of GB Graphics. If you've been going solo for a while in your business and you're thinking it's time to change things up, or you're being forced to change things, which is totally possible, this chat is a great one for you. And as usual, show notes are available at newinceptions.com/67, and I'll be on after the show to fill you in on anything we might have missed. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Glad you could be here today with us. I'm JC, and joining me today is co-host is Layla. How are you doing today, Layla?
I'm doing well, JC. How are you?
Great. Just enjoying one last day of a nice fall, and can't complain too much. Big Turkey Day coming up next week, and looking forward to that.
You know what? I just realized that it's in less than a week. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So better. I don't know. Are you going anywhere specifically, or are you just hanging around Indy, or what's going on there?
I'm actually going up to my in-laws' lake house. They just bought a lake house, and so I'm going to be having Thanksgiving up north on a lake. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty stoked about it, actually. And my sister's flying up from Texas, and she's like saying, "What do I wear? I don't know what to bring." So because she's from Texas, so she's thinking of everything winter related to wear. So it's going to be a lot of family time, but I'm trying to work hard and play hard in these next couple of days so that way I can relax.
Yeah. And as far as business goes, how's that going for you?
Oh, business is going really well. It's like that, you know, there's that entrepreneurial roller coaster where you're just trying to go up, up, up. And now I'm just slowly trying to feel the swing of the momentum, of all that hard work coming to play. And it's coming up to engagement season, so for my fit brides-to-be, I'm definitely doing, I'm putting myself out there for end of the year promotion because of it being engagement season, as well as...
I didn't even know that was a
thing. Oh, yeah, I didn't know either until I started doing this, that engagement season starts October till New Year's, and so... Really? Yeah, and I just finished a Facebook Live event with one of these awesome photographers, Das Photo, and he's actually one of the top two photographers in Indianapolis, and I had no idea until after our Facebook Live event was over. So it's great cross marketing, and but yeah, things are starting to pick up. Just gotta keep going, honestly. Can't complain.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that you definitely have to do when you're first starting out, especially if you're offering services and, you know, freelance work, is that you gotta, you know, get out to the audiences that are already out there, and partnering with those partners. Sounds like you're doing a great job of that, so that's awesome. Look forward to hearing more. Yeah, that's cool. So we have another Silver Edition interview today, and for those of you who are listening that aren't quite sure what that means, it just simply means that today's guest is someone that has been on the show in a previous session. Also means that they're a great example of the New Inceptions community, and they're true renegade in the work that they do.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, I am, you know, I'm just so glad that we're having this talk today, honestly, JC, because, you know, it was like last year I had this amazing opportunity to find someone that could help me with the business. And as I mentioned before, with that roller coaster going up, 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 I was struggling. And through that, you meet people, and I met Charlotte, and so she was on the show, I would say, would you say about a year ago now, or less than a year ago?
It's actually less than a year ago, yeah.
Okay.
I was researching that before, and I was just like, I think it was like in February that we talked to her.
Yes, and I was telling you, like, you know, she was helping me with my brand, and then while, actually, I was trying to interview for corporate, and I had heard about her through a friend of mine. And I was in Dallas, and I heard she's in Dallas, and I said to her, "Hey, can we meet?" And we were starting to work together over the phone, and we met in person, and she was telling me her story, and that's when I said, you know what, I need to get her on the show too, because this is a great story. I'm doing the exact same thing in a different route. We all are doing something what we thought we were doing, or we're meant to be doing for a while, and ends up being something completely amazing and different than we ever expected. So I'm just so glad that we had her on the show, and turns out she was one of our most listened to episodes in the previous show.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, definitely early on before we hit our stride. I mean, that was, and she had a lot of value. So, you know, yes. People that are listening right now, I mean, if you know, interested in branding and in general and how you can improve it, go back and listen to her first one.
Oh, yes. But, and she is absolutely amazing, JC. I mean, the fact that she helped me with my brand, and as her business was starting to slowly grow, I mean, I can't even get enough about it. So I'm just really glad that we got her back. And I have to say, she's really, truly a branding boss. And her name is Charlotte Buñol. And today we're bringing her back to find out a little bit more about what she's been up to since we last spoke to her. So Charlotte, welcome back.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to be back. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Great.
Doing good. Great.
Thank you.
So Charlotte, so tell me a little bit of the things that you've been recently up to since we last spoke. I mean, I know you've rebooted your company, and you actually have started a very successful mastermind group. And so you're just kind of all kinds of things, not what the normal graphic designer does, which I absolutely love. And so let's start with the company reboot. What happened there?
So when I first started my company, I started with the name Girl Boss Graphics, and this name was extremely popular and everyone loved it. It had a nice little ring to it. And I used that name for all of my social media accounts, obviously, my website, my everything for my business. I had even registered my business within my county as Girl Boss Graphics, and that went through seamlessly. However, then it came time for me to get a trademark for Girl Boss Graphics. So I submitted my trademark application, and then about, I guess, a month later, I tried to open my Facebook like page and it was gone. I tried to open my Instagram and it was gone. And then I received a very short and uninformative email from each of those platforms, Instagram and Facebook, saying your account has been shut down due to unauthorized use of a trademark. I was completely shocked. I didn't even know what to do. And then a few weeks later, my husband and I are actually at Disney World, and it's the last night we're there, and I receive an email saying I'm going to get a certified letter or package or something from UPS. And then I receive another email that has the certified letter in it, and it's a letter from an attorney, a cease and desist order from the one and only Sophia Amoroso.
Oh, wow.
And so, and she has definitely been a huge inspiration to me throughout this whole process. I feel like my story and her story, there are some similarities throughout it. Mm-hmm. And although, of course, I just wanted to, you know, be upset with her and take it all out on her, because that's your just initial reaction. But The longer I have gone through this process and dealt with this whole situation, I've realized that this is just a piece of doing business. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I don't have anything against her. She's been a huge inspiration to me. And although it's unfortunate and I wish we could have come to some sort of agreement before she shut down all of my social media accounts, it's definitely been a learning process, and I realized it's just part of doing business. And so what had happened is whenever I submitted my trademark application, that threw up a red flag to her that let her know this person is using Girl Boss Graphics. And she actually at that time did not have the trademark for the Girl Boss marks quite yet. She submitted her application around the same time that I submitted mine. However, she did have the trademark for hashtag Girl Boss, so therefore, like, she had seniority for the Girl Boss marks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all complicated and confusing, but at the end of the day, I'm GB Graphics and I'm fine with it.
Wow, that's really, really good. I mean, that I can imagine that kind of taking you back, especially when you're on a vacation, to unwind, and then you're rewound up again. And a lot, I mean, many creators have to go through that because not everyone has investors or loans to help them get started. And then to have you start on a shoestring budget, and then you had to, then you're doing really well, and this happens. I mean, what do you think has been your secret to achieving success that you've continued to have when you went through this hurdle? Because some people will just probably quit. What was your secret?
I don't know that I have a secret. I know that I just told myself, well, I started this from absolutely nothing, and am I really going to let this little hurdle make me quit? Like, why would it do that? No, you keep going. You're going to run into obstacles, and it's really how you deal with those obstacles. It's during times of adversity that it shows your true colors and shows how much grit you really have. So no, I definitely wasn't going to stop. Yes, both of my social media accounts were shut down and those were never recovered. So I had to rebuild both my accounts, which had thousands of followers whenever it was shut down. So it was really like devastating, but it wasn't a deal breaker.
Yeah, right. And I'm sure they'll find you again. It's not like that those followers will never find you again, especially with the following you're having and the success you have. That's just a little hurdle. But I can understand that all that time you put into growing that group, and then it's like back to zero.
Yeah. What kind of things what kind of things have you implemented to, have you changed anything in creating the second version of your social media identity?
Yeah, what I've done this time is I've done the trademark search, and I've made sure that nobody is using that name or has a trademark on it. And I also just, I protect my accounts by backing them up. There's a couple apps out there that, so I don't lose all the content. And I also facilitate all of my messages. I encourage anybody who messages me on social media to go send me a message to my email or book an appointment through my website. So I have another trace of them, of who they are.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. And as far as building your following, how far have you been able to get within the time that you were served that nice cease and desist?
Right. So at that point, I had about a little over 1,000 on both my Instagram and Facebook. And that had only been a couple months of building those accounts. And so I finally got back up past those numbers just a couple months ago. So,
okay. So, yeah, you've essentially recouped that loss, more or less.
Right.
That can be debated. We don't know how far you'd be if, that hadn't have happened, but okay. Good to see that.
But I honestly believe that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I could have handled the amount of work that would have came my way if I didn't have to start over.
Right.
I don't know if that sounds crazy, but it's the truth. Who knows?
Right. And that makes me think about trademarking more often, because I've thought about doing that. But for your name, that name, that was that's pretty interesting how she hadn't even trademarked it. And then you were trademarking at the same time. So it's very interesting. However, let's talk a little bit about that mastermind group, because you said that we mentioned that, it's been really successful. So you started a premium mastermind group since the last time we talked. What's that all about, and where did that idea from it stem from, and how did you get it launched?
So my mastermind group, the name of it is the Magic Making Masterminds. And that idea literally came out of thin air one day. That's where the magic happens, I guess. it just came to me one afternoon. I said to myself, okay, you're trying to get this academy launched. You're trying to do these workshops. You're trying to find a way to reach people in the masses, sort of, or in a group, anything other than one-on-one, because my time has gotten so valuable that anything that I'm able to offer to people and ways I'm able to educate others or help others to build a brand or help others learn graphic design, I need to be offering it to more than one person at once. So one afternoon, it came to me. It all clicked. I said, okay, create a Facebook group, add people to it, but you're going to be providing valuable resources like font files and stock photos and tutorials. So it's not going to be a free group, but don't make it something astronomical that people aren't going to be able to afford. So I set the price of that mastermind group at $10 a month. And I know that sounds crazy. And I know that's probably not enough because of the resources I provide cost a lot more than that if they were to go buy them themselves. But anyways, so the $10 a month, that if they can afford Netflix, then, it's sort of like that. If this is Netflix for your business.
It was, and I'll be honest with you guys, when I got that email, I said, that's genius. That means whoever wants to be part of it is serious about investing in it. And sometimes people will take it seriously when you even charge them like $10 versus free. And I think that makes it a successful group, in my opinion. But what do you think it takes to run a successful mastermind, Charlotte?
I think it just takes having the, first of all, not being overpriced and setting yourself up for these huge expectations. Whenever you have a high price point, people expect a whole lot more from you. However, my price point is pretty low. And I know, I don't know about all of you, but Facebook, for me, I'm asked to be a part of all of these groups. Mm-hmm. And I don't take any of them seriously. And I just get notification after notification. And so in order for them to take me seriously on Facebook, I had to put that cost behind it. But as far as it being successful, I just provide the content and I answer people's questions. And it's really like a safe place where people can share the graphics that they're making and their progress they're making with graphic design and how to do things or how not to do things. And they don't feel embarrassed by sharing those graphics. They're like, hey, this is what I'm able to do right now and it sucks. So how can I make it better? And it's just like a safe place. And I think what makes it successful is not providing too much content or too much homework or too many expectations of your participants.
Very, very well said. I'll be honest, I'm part of her mastermind group and I just like how you make it flow. And you even provide stock photos, which even that in itself is worth more than $10 a month, because sometimes stock photos can start at $10, $20 just for one photo. And I love the flow of it, that it's a lot to retain and you don't put too much at once. So it's like, it's easy for people like me to absorb, where graphics is my weak point in business, because that's a different part of creativity that comes from a gifted person like you.
And so instead of a set time each week, what you're doing, which is what most people think of as a mastermind, and I'm just clarifying for people mm-hmm. that might be kind of confused here, what you're talking about is a Facebook group that people are constantly putting, you know, their reactions or posting to and all this stuff and calling that a mastermind group, correct?
Right. I think a mastermind group is more of just a collaboration between entrepreneurs and like-minded individuals wanting to better themselves, wanting to find a way to learn and grow as an entrepreneur. And ultimately, this is going to help them build their business. So it doesn't have to be so structured, I don't think.
Okay.
And yes, I'm a creative, so that you can take that comment or leave it, but...
Okay. I was just kind of curious, because a lot of people that I still deal with are like, oh yeah, mastermind, you know, that's like $250 per head for once or twice a month. And it's like, okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. That's so, and it just, you know, again, it depends on your market and, again, who all is going to be involved. So,
right.
So Charlotte, how have you been able to capitalize on your own strengths as a facilitator?
Well, I think I've been able to do this by just providing tutorials and really educating others and teaching others how to do graphic design and in an easy way that they understand. They always say that whenever you're able to teach something, that's when you have really mastered it.
I actually agree with you on that, because it's like a teacher or a student. You're teaching someone something you know already and you get better at it, and then therefore your strengths grow further. I think that's a very, very good point, honestly, because listen to your tutorials and listen to your videos. I think it's a great way for A, people to see that you know your stuff, and B, right. It also helps people that don't know anything about graphics how to do it better and not overcomplicate it, like someone like me, who is very right. analytical, who spends 3 hours trying to make a flyer that still didn't finish it. Right. And it's a great group.
it really makes me search out the new ways of doing things as well. It makes me stay up to date on the design trends and which is something I do anyways, but it makes me go out and intentionally search for new and profound things within graphic design and learn those things so that I can communicate that with my group.
Very true. It keeps you up to date on what's going on, and then you share it. If someone is considering starting their own mastermind group, how do you get people to pay to be a part of a mastermind?
How do I get people to pay is by not charging an arm and a leg for it.
Got it. Yeah, I think you, like you said it before, it's you don't want to overcharge your prices and then expect people to expect more things out of you.
Right. I feel like with the mastermind group and getting people to pay for it and what amount to charge, that all depends really on how much time you're putting into it and how much energy you're putting into it. If this is going to be your main gig, then yes, $250 per head is completely reasonable, but you better be delivering the content too.
Very true.
However, this is just a side thing for me. This is just something simple and easy for me to do. I have all of the files and everything on my computer, so why not share the love, you know?
It does share. When you share, it's caring, and then people see that. And then it's, I look at it as a way of people seeing that, hey, she's really worth investing the time, and she has so much great content.
Right.
I totally agree.
With all the success you have, I see you're still able to travel. And, you know, where are some of the places you've actually been able to go to since we last talked?
Oh, goodness. There's been quite a few.
Yeah.
Just in the past,
any of them that stand out in particular?
Well, in the past couple months, I've been to Ireland, England, and France in one trip. And then my last trip was actually to Dubai.
Oh, wow.
And I love Dubai. I went there a couple years ago, and I've been dying to go back ever since. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I got to do that this last month was really exciting. However, I was a little upset because I was in Dubai on Halloween, and I had the perfect Harley Quinn costume for myself.
And they don't celebrate, do they?
Not so much. I think if I would have been Harley Quinn in Dubai, I could have been put in jail possibly. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, so does traveling as much as you do, I mean, does that really kind of help inspire parts of your work? Or, I mean, are you able to like take from one and add to the other, or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think every country that I go to really gives me a new cultured perspective that not everybody has. It gives me an advantage, you know, like I'm so blessed and so grateful to be able to travel the world like I do. However, it's not like all glamorous, and I want people to know that.
Yeah.
Even though like the pictures on Facebook might look beautiful, it might look like she has the perfect life. Most of my time is spent looking at four hotel walls and working 18-hour days, no matter where I am. Like, yes, there's the times I take off for a day and I will go out in the desert and ride a camel. And that's really fun. That's what I live for. Mm-hmm. And I think just being in different countries and experiencing different cultures and different interactions with people, even down to the street signs that you see, that could be an inspiration for a logo, or just seeing things and having an open mind to think about things from a different perspective. That's creativity. That's innovation, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I think that's key for a graphic designer.
And a lot of the work that you do is a lot of it's service-based and freelance work, which is going to take a lot of time. It's not like one of those things where, you know, with New Inceptions, you know, I'm building content over time, and then eventually I'll be able to start a, you know, some sort of a membership program, or, you know, an info-based product or something that I don't necessarily have to put hours into on a regular basis, kind of like you do. And the thing that is really interesting to me is like, how are you able to keep that lifestyle up. I mean, you know, I'm thinking it's like the more successful you are, the difference between how I'm setting my business up versus how you're setting yours up is that the more successful I am, the more time I'll have, because I'll be having products making, you know, they're going to be acting as robots and they're going to be bringing income in. Whereas with you and the way that your business is set up, the more successful you've been, the more work you've had to do, which means that you have less time. And so I guess I'm kind of wondering, it's like how, you know, for one, like if you're busy as much as you are, it would almost think that, you know, and I know that Layla's really big into like taking Snapchat little things and videos and all these different things that are showing her, you know, actually kind of doing stuff, right? And for me, I'm like, you know, I work so much on, you know, on writing and doing the podcast that when I'm like thinking about this stuff, it's like, am I just going to take a picture of me being like, hey, it's day 185 and I'm still working here? I mean, you know, and it's like, okay, how do you get the time to get out of, you know, being the creator and putting the time in behind the desk, the laptop, and then having that day where you're on a camel's back?
It's not easy. It really isn't. I can't sit here and say that the work that I do and the success that I have had has come easily, because there's been so many sleepless nights. More than I would like to admit. Like when I tell people that I was working 20-hour days, that's the truth. And so I think that success does have a price tag. And what are you willing to sacrifice? I'm young. I don't have kids. Yes, I'm married. But my husband's really supportive. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy to be successful as an entrepreneur, as a freelance artist, because it's definitely not. It's far from that. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of focus. It takes literally limitless creativity to do what I do. And I think that is the gift that God has blessed me with, honestly. If I had to say, what is one talent that you believe you have that's unique to you, is limitless creativity.
Right, right. I mean, and the truth is that everybody has, you know, 24 hours a day. You know, no one can go matrix mode and just like slow time down. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Elon Musk and you know, the founder of Tesla and founder of Tesla, or you're an employee somewhere who, you know, wants more in life. They're going through their 9-to-5 job and they're just looking out their window door, or their window. And kind of being that the guy in Office Space, you know, it doesn't matter if you're one or the other. I mean, time keeps flowing. And so, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I mean, what's your take on time management? Does it exist, or is it, I mean, is it something someone can strategize, or is it about priorities? Or I mean, I'm kind of curious on what your take is there.
So with time management, that's definitely something I've struggled with, but I've learned from it. And what I've taken from it is, although I believe that I can do all things, and I used to always like to do all things, I didn't want anybody else's hands in my chip bowl, you know, like I wanted to be in control of everything. And then I realized, if I really want to grow this thing, I'm going to have to start trusting others and bring somebody into this business with me to help me do what we do. And so with the time management aspect of things, I knew that there was no way I could continue to do this business and continue to grow at the rate I was if I just kept myself and didn't bring anybody else on. So I hired employees. I've hired people to help me out, and that's helped me manage my time a lot better. But it's also taught me a lot of other things too, you know, like managing employees is difficult. It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's not like, it's interesting. Wow. It's a learning experience.
Wow. And that is such a big shift. I mean, you know, one of the things that you hear is some of the larger podcasters out there talk about is like bring on those extra people as soon as you can so that you have the time to focus on the bigger things that you should be focusing on, not the little, you know, in the weeds sort of work that, you know, anybody can take care of. And so, I mean, what's some of the things that you've brought other people on for?
Well, I brought on a girl named Hannah Cullum. She's amazing. She is literally my right-hand woman. Like, she has the exact same mind as me, except she's 19, 20. I think she's 20 now. But so she's in college, and having an employee who is in college and has other priorities and responsibilities, that gets interesting because you have to be respectful of that. Somebody was respectful of my responsibilities while I was in school. And I think in order to be the best mentor to her, because she does have limitless creativity and she has so much potential, that I want to help her grow and implement that to make magic. And so I want to be the best boss I can be. And in order to do that, I have to respect her time and then teach her things as we go. And
Is she like a general VA that kind of does a whole bunch of different things, or?
She does graphics.
Oh.
She creates. Okay. She's a creator. I have another girl who handles all of my administrative work. She is super talented and super smart, has a master's degree, and she is managing all of the administrative side of things and sort of keeping the wheels rolling.
Oh, that's okay. Great, Charlotte.
Cool. Yeah. And the thing with Hannah is that if she's doing graphic work for you, it means for one that she definitely has to be very similar to, you know, doing the work that you do. But at the same time, you know, you have to be okay with, you know, sharing your brand with her and hope, you know, not necessarily, it's more than hoping that she is able to reflect your level of expertise in a way, right?
Right. And that's why I say she is just beyond talented, and is because we are literally the same person. We always joke that we're each other's alter egos, because she is more of a quiet, like behind the scenes, has dark brown hair, and I'm the blonde that comes off bubbly and very outgoing, you know. So like, we really are each other's alter egos because we're the same person and we work really well together. She knows, she has my design skills. It's like she just knows what I know as far as what's going to look good. And whenever I was looking into hiring somebody, I wrote down the traits that I wanted from this person. I wanted them to be young. I wanted them to be between 19 and 25. I don't want them older than me. I hate to say this, but, and I'm 27, but I hate to say this, but people older than me, even somebody who is 30, they have less technology skills than anybody younger than them. They just do. And I need somebody who is really, really up to date on all of the technology going on. I need somebody that has been told they're creative in life. I need somebody that is a self-starter. But most of all, I was going to have to give up a little power. And you have to give people a chance. And the way to give people a chance is to allow them to create. And I did learn really early on that I can't always correct everything she does. Sometimes whatever she's created needs to be perfect as it is. Even if there are things that I would change, well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong at all. And so learning to accept and see the beauty in her creations, which I have to say really don't differ much from mine. They really are so close, and she's a great designer, and she's so young that it's just a true talent that she possesses with this graphic design. And so just finding somebody that, you know, will be up at 4 a.m. in the morning with me still, and she is, like, we really are one and the same, that I can communicate with at 4 a.m. and send graphics back and forth, and she's amazing, truly.
Oh. Wow. Well, I guess to top that off with the question on itself is, you know, when you are starting a business, you have to, I think one of the best feelings you may get as an entrepreneur is knowing that you're making enough income to hire someone. And even when you do make enough income to hire someone, I think it's very scary to trust somebody to help you in the business. And like you said, you didn't have a choice, or you did have a choice, but it was a choice that you made to grow big, better. Sometimes finding somebody is the hardest part. And then once you find them, it's like, wow, I can't believe I found them. It's a God thing.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yes. I know.
So now that you have things rolling, you went through these hurdles and, you know, you are a freelance, you're doing freelance work, but I know you have something coming out in early 2017, and that may be something that will help be more sustainable, would you say? Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So I'm really excited to announce that the Branding Like a Boss Academy has finally been completed and is being edited right now by the videographer, who is amazing. And that will be launching early 2017. And I'm really excited to present that. And it's something I have been in the works of creating since pretty much our last podcast in February. And I learned a lot from that as well, like learning that whenever you want quality and you want it to be done the right the first time, hire somebody who knows what they're doing. I had filmed this academy 3 different times. One of them, we didn't turn the mic on the whole time, and I filmed for 9 hours. So that was very detrimental. And yeah, at that point, yeah. I kind of like dusted my hands off and said, that's a wash. I'm done. I'm not doing it. But then something just kept speaking to me and saying, what are you doing? Hire somebody. And then I crossed paths with this amazing videographer, and I talked with him. Yes, he's expensive. Yes, it's an investment, that's for sure. But he is worth every single penny.
It's like that question you get is, what is it that you're really good in that no one else can do? And what is it that you need to, that you can do, that you could hire someone else to do better?
Exactly. So yeah, I'm really excited about the Branding Like a Boss Academy. It's going to be an academy where people can go at their own pace and sort of learn everything that I know about branding, particularly brand strategy and how to figure out who your target audience is, what your purpose is, what your mission is, what your why is, how to tell your story and how to tell it well, as well as graphic design tutorials and how to create amazing graphics for your business that will attract your people to you.
Oh, wow. I cannot wait till it comes out.
Great. I think it'll be probably very useful. And I think there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, generally speaking, like they can't teach themselves technology as well as many of, you know, many of us millennials, and even millennials, you know, if all they're used to is you know, playing with Facebook and social media and Canva, right? And that's the extent of their experience, then they need something for sure. So anyway, moving on to the rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Okay. These are rapid fire because I haven't read them.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are 3 of your top favorite books that you tell others about?
I really like Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last. I like Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk.
Right here on my desk.
And I like Pretty Much Everything by Aaron James Draplin. He's a designer with Draplin Design Co.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That book is one of my favorites, I think.
Cool. What is one gift that you like giving others?
A gift I like giving others. I'm really into those subscription boxes. I really like Pop Sugar because it's easy and quick. And when somebody receives something like that, I also like sending flowers. I like sending flowers to my girlfriends, making their day feel beautiful.
Huh. Huh. Didn't know that. I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, as far as, you know, spouses to, you know, their wives or your husbands.
Well, I don't
send wives,
them like red roses.
Right. But still, them, like, I mean, it's just like
some hydrangeas or just something pretty to brighten their day, make them feel beautiful.
Okay.
Every girl loves flowers, whether they want to admit it or not. If they tell you that they don't, it's because they don't want you wasting your money on it. But if you got them for them, they would still like them.
So, Charlotte, if you woke up tomorrow as your 10-year-old self and all your memories were still intact, what would you do?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Oh, that's a good question. If I was myself, but I was 10-year-old with the same brain I have now. I would start hustling. I would start, like, I would be like, man, I have been blessed with more time on Earth, so let's get rolling. Like, let's do this. You do this. You do that. I would start bossing up. I would boss up and start directing people.
That's cool.
That's awesome. How can someone be a difference maker in their online or offline community?
I think somebody can be a difference maker by simply radiating positivity. Like, so many people share about their struggles and share about the negativity in their life. And even if they're sharing in a way that they're sharing how they overcame it and, you know, how they've moved past it. And so it's a happy ending. Still, like, we have to stop sharing all the struggles and sharing all the negativity because there are good things within us. Like, we weren't just made all negative and with struggles. God created us with positive things about us. So why not share the good things? I think that would make a difference online and offline. Just radiating the light that shines within you.
Beautiful.
Okay, so what's the secret to achieving personal freedom?
What's the secret to achieving personal freedom? I think the secret to achieving personal freedom is having a plan, but also implementing that plan and working your butt off every single day until you get there. It takes putting in the work. Hmm.
You're turning into a woman Gary V. You're here in front of our eyes. I love it.
Let's do it.
It's awesome. So before we go here, last question is, if someone's listening today, especially, and they're wanting to make their brand better one way or another, what are 3 or 4 steps that you can share that they can actually implement starting today that they can do that with? Start doing that.
Okay, so if you're an entrepreneur and you've been struggling to figure out your brand and figure out how to move forward with a solid brand and you don't feel confident, well, it's really key that you get something created. And it all starts with just having a cohesive look for yourself. So one, make sure that you use similar fonts every time you make something. Like, define 2 to 3 fonts that you will use consistently throughout all of your posts and graphics and all of that. Another thing is define a color palette for yourself. And there are websites out there that can help you with that. Coolors.co, which is CoolorS.co. You can create a color palette for yourself and it's super easy to use. And then, of course, like, you need a logo. Your logo is the face of your company. It's the first thing people see. And I don't recommend you trying to create this yourself. It's not, don't waste your time with it because you want something that's gonna be good. Like I said, it's the first thing people see. So, and 4th is to have a strategy. Figure out a way that you're going to approach your target audience.
And if people want help implementing any of that, where can people find you if they want that additional help?
Absolutely. So you can visit my website and it's GB Graphics, and graphics is with an X at the end, .com.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining Layla and myself. And yeah, it was definitely a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. I was excited to be back. Thanks for asking me.
And there you have it. Thanks again to Charlotte for joining us. And, you know, there's a lot of powerful advice there. You can't help but feel her passion again for what she does. One of the things I think we can all learn from her path is that as long as you don't give up, you can't fail. And as one obstacle comes, you just figure out a way to get over it. If you want to get some help with your branding or need some additional assistance with your graphic work, you can then find Charlotte's contact info in the show notes via newinceptions.com/67. Show note extras for this session include a video of Charlotte explaining her mastermind further, as well as a video where she takes a look at iOS 7. Beyond that, I also have a testimonial from one of her clients, Elizabeth, as well as a video that she did with her husband, Cyril, before he got his green card. As a person who's married someone that's originally from out of this country, I'm kind of glad that I didn't have to go through her experience. Again, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We know you could be listening to any other podcast, but you chose ours, so thank you again for that. Let us know what you're thinking of the show. You can send Layla, myself, and the other members of the New Inceptions team feedback at our email via heyguys@newinceptions.com. And also don't forget you can reach me anytime via Twitter at JC_Preston. In next week's chat, Daniel returns to the show when we get the chance to sit down with author John Powell. You know, John is someone that I think you all have to listen to because we, you know, from time to time, we all have to be reminded that you can't let your past dictate your future. And he's also the founder of the Experts Community, which I know I've talked about before. You can look forward to finding out more about the Experts Community itself and what prompted him to write the book and quite a bit about what goes into his coaching. So anyhow, that's it for session 67. Thanks again for joining Layla, Charlotte, and myself today. And remember, and whatever you're doing, dig in, have fun, and take care. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Angles of Latitude podcast. Connect with us at home, at work, or on the go at facebook.com/newinceptions. On Twitter @newinceptions, or on the web @newinceptions.com.